Yeah, I had a pilot's license, and you know, pilots need airplanes, and so we had a hangar out at Ohio State, had a hangar out at what they call Don Scott Field. At that time, it had a couple of paved strips, but basically, we had gliders out there that were pulled by cars or something like that, or little trucks, and they had gliders, and we had little planes, and most of them were all small planes. There were a few twin-engine aircraft in there. Von Eschen had one, but he was the department head, aero department head. And at any rate, there was a little 140 that was, I guess, I don't know, it was in the hangar for sale. So I decided, okay, well, I got some money. And apparently, I don't know where that money came from, whether it was Uncle Lester's money or whatever it was, or it was just my earnings. But I see, as a paper boy in Youngstown, I'd carried papers almost all my life. Well, not my life. For all my school life, anyhow. And I saved a lot of money. And I bought bonds, war bonds and stuff like that. And mother bought war bonds for me and things like that. But at any rate, I did have money. So I bought this little airplane. It was a Cessna 140, small, side-by-side airplane, and that's about all you could fit in it, well, plus luggage, but something like that. And I did have that little airplane, so I bought it, and it was kind of a neat thing because the Aero Club then was formed, and the Aero Club, if you're going to have a club, you ought to have an airplane, right? Well, okay. So I had the airplane. They had the club, so we put the club and the airplane together, and I just sort of gave him the airplane. But the hangar then, and the maintenance, because it was a university function, were free. So all we paid for was the time and the air for the gasoline and things like that. And I think it cost me something like, I don't know, maybe $2 an hour or something like that for a full hour of flying. And I would fly all over the place. I'd get up in the morning real early before class. And I'd take off and I'd go, usually on a triangle, I would go up over Mount Union and then come across to Mount Vernon and then come back down to Ohio State. So it was about an hour's worth of flying, something like that. Not every morning, but several times a week, as long as the weather wasn't inclement. And you know, I used to fly back and forth to Youngstown also with that little airplane. They had a grass strip over on the west side of town, and I would fly into there. And mother picked me up, or somebody picked me up, and then dropped me off, and I'd fly back out again and fly back down to Iowa State. And I even took my cousin Steve. He had a girlfriend up in Akron, and I took him up flying him around, and Steve would always get sick. He was always get sick in the airplane. So I always had an herb cup for him and that type of thing, so that he could throw up and then we just, we didn't throw the herb cup out, but when we got down on the ground, well, we just junked it, you know, as sewage. And I hate to tell you this, but I will. Anyhow, I was flying back from Youngstown one time, and I really had to go. I'm in bed. So I took a herb cup, unbuttoned my seat belt, leveled the airplane out, flying right along, and just sort of set it into autopilot while I took a crap while I was in the herb bucket. It was quite an experience, but I had to go. When you got to go, you got to go. Okay, it's sort of what it is right now. But those are some of my experiences with that plane. But I've sort of wandered off the track here, but it was one of those things that we were able to pull off in the because of our affiliation with Ohio State. Couldn't do it at all today. I doubt very much if you could do that type of thing today because the affiliations are so tightly, monitored. But I did get a lot of flying experience out of there. I had something like 240 hours of flying, and sometimes I'd get caught in storms, and it was not a good experience, but I followed the Iron Compass, which is the railroad tracks, and the railroad tracks always lead you back to some town, someplace along the line, and I always got back to the field safely, and all I can tell you is good Lord watches after me after players I go, and I'm so grateful for that. Amen.